A lot has happened in Adriel Denae's life over the last few years. The Appleton musician started a skincare business, became a mother, and co-founded The Refuge and Neighborhood, two creative spaces for artists in Appleton. Denae spent many years as a traveling musician, most notably with Corey Chisel and The Wandering Sons. But this year, she released her debut solo album. It was produced by Grammy winner Norah Jones. I recently talked with Denae, who says music has always been a part of her life since growing up in Chicago.
I grew up in the Uptown neighborhood, which is sort of on the north side of the city, close to the lake. And I grew up in a big old hotel called the Chelsea Hotel. I grew up in a collective with about 500 people that were living communally. And the arts and music was such a natural part of my environment. I remember walking down the halls and just sort of hearing music coming from different rooms. You know, people playing their guitars and singing and stuff. We would do this big block party once a year in this bank parking lot. All the choirs from the neighborhood would come and sing, and that was like the highlight of my year. And there's no time, no time to be standing on the edge of things. Music for me is really, it's always been my therapy. So I've always played and sang, but it's been a real private thing. I've been in bands and I've always loved the collaborative aspect to making music with other people and even helping to color in another person's vision. But when it came to the idea of sharing my music with other people, my personal songs, that was a real hurdle for me. This is my first swing at my own songs. I've been writing for a long time. And all of the material on the record is, you know, fairly old now, but I think I like the recordings now more than I did when we finished them. I made it in Brooklyn. Actually recorded it in Nora's home studio. She created such a lovely environment, and I'd also never worked with a female producer. I'd never even worked with a female engineer. I was so used to being the only female in recording environments. Probably the most precious thing that I walked away with was an access to trusting myself in a deeper way. And that was watching her. And also, I felt like she trusted me, and that made it easier for me to trust myself.
Adriel Denae released her self-titled debut solo album this year. The Appleton musician's record explores the uncertainties, hopes, and anxieties that many people face in life. She talks about a couple of the songs, like Build a World. I can build a world in little
pieces. That was one of the last songs I wrote before I went to New York. I was thinking about what I would say to a child coming into our world right now. And this has only maybe happened to me 3 or 4 times in my life, but I just sat at the piano and it was just sort of a stream of consciousness. The whole song came out, like start to finish. I found out I was pregnant just 2 days before I went out there, so my life really dramatically changed in those months of finishing the record. And I thought that it would just be super simple, you know? I thought I was gonna have this baby and he was just gonna lay there while I played my piano. And it's really hard to admit that. Yeah, I mean, he was born and I felt this huge separation between me and my creative self. I could not get back to her. And that's really what was the hardest thing for me, was that I just lost my most immediate form of therapy. Lately, I've been afraid of getting old and losing what I love before I've let it grow. There's another song, I guess, that I think I wrote the very next day called Troubles. I feel like that song has been sort of a personal, self-fulfilling prophecy, I guess, And so each time that I perform that, I feel like I uncover something new in myself. And it's one of those magical songs for me. I feel like it is a gift that my subconscious gave me to learn more about myself. When I was a kid, I really didn't think I would ever live in a city smaller than Chicago. And now I can't imagine living in a city larger than Appleton. I find there to be a lot of possibility. I really like living in a place where people are building new things together and where that's doable. As an artist, it's a really affordable city. And there are a lot of creative individuals there. And a lot of people who also aren't putting themselves out necessarily as working artists, but are really dedicated to their craft. And for the season I'm in as an artist, I'm finding that to be really valuable, to be around people that are thinking that way, not so focused on how to commodify their work, but really dedicated to their craft. And it's a city that's evolving and changing a lot right now too, and I think it's really energizing.
Adriel Dene is a musician based in Appleton. Her debut, self-titled album, is now available. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org, on Facebook, and on Twitter. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Coming up, a look at the career of Fred Alley, a well-known Wisconsin songwriter and musical theater creator. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.